Okay, so once again, this is Mark Stanton Welch, and this is Tools for the Times. We are in Block 3. This is Session 1, Part 2, which is the application of the information from last week. Tonight's topic and application is the conscious relationship with Gaia. And as I was sharing a moment ago, I'm just out here, and my goodness, there's a little bit of a puddle. How long has it been since I saw one of those here? There's a puddle. I'm outside in the area here just getting the sense of the land and connecting with that. Right now there are no critters that have come around, so it's strictly the earth herself, the trees, the sun in its orangeness as it's going away, and the very, very clear sky right now. I thought we were going to have a chance of rain a little more, but we didn't. As I was driving home yesterday, I was up in over the weekend up in Eugene, Oregon. It was really just glorious because the whole drive home yesterday after the hot spell had happened was one of let's just say the fall is in the air. And already up in some of the lands and some of the valleys that I came through on my way south, you could see the trees turning, and in several places there were actual leaves falling, which was a sweet thing. And for me, being a Virgo and being a fall is my time. But truthfully, even if you're not a Virgo or if you're not one of the earth signs that are typical of the fall season, this time of year has a particular relevance to it. So initially, one of the ways that we create conscious relationship with Gaia, I'll just put it out, and we covered it before when we were talking about the cycles of life and the cycles that occur. It is following the movement of the sun and the relationship with the moon. Following the sun not only through the cycles of the day and through the way it moves and how it changes the mood and the energy, but also in the very way that we go through the seasons, as each season calls into us and calls from deep within us a certain personal relationship with not only ourselves, but really all of life. And the fall is the preparation for going in. It's when things start to die and decay. In a sense, it's when the old ways are let go of. It's when we begin to see that the things don't serve us are released and put out. We surrender to the idea that we are so much more, and we just leave those things behind, sometimes allowing a beautiful burial process. Sometimes we just throw them and they decay on the very ground before us. But the bottom line is that we create a fertile inner place from whence we can plant new seeds. And as we move into the winter time, you know, a California winter and a West Coast winter pretty much is very different than a lot of other places because it's very similar to to summer, to be exact. Actually, it's the best time out here because we have very little fog because it's not so hot in the inland. And so it's some of the most beautiful time here where we can get very, very reflective at the same time feeling good under the warm arms of the sun. So the whole idea of working with the information on the consciousness consciously in the relationship with Gaia is really about doing just that, consciously having relationship. And then in other words, you begin to look out through eyes that know the connection, that are willing to seek evidence of the connection itself, that are willing to feel what it's like at different times of the day, at different times of the year, at different times of the month, and to pay attention to the magnificent interactions that occur that previously have gone pretty much unattended to by most people. The movement of the weather, the movement of the animals in and out of our moments, the sounds that happen out in the outside that are not man-made but are made by nature, all of those things have relevance and information for us, and they're very powerful in helping us to establish a more expansive, multidimensional relationship with all of life, but mainly with ourself. See, it is an inner and outer process, and again, we'll underscore how the outer will reflect the inner. we pay attention to the inner and start to create the deeper connections that are waiting for us to access. And as we do that, then by law, the outside begins to show up in a greater interconnected way. And we're not just talking about the physical dimension. In the spirit of the multidimensionality of things, we begin to see that how when we access the deep inner recesses and the sources of ourselves, as we get down to the cellular and the molecular level, we begin to see that that too, in the representation of the immense space that exists on the inside of us, is so aligned with that which exists out in the outer and in space and the multidimensionality. The creation and the design, which has been one of the beautiful things out of this whole Tools for the Times process for me, is just to stand in awe that the more I become aware of the design, not only of my physical body, but the interrelationship of the grand design of everything. Nothing is left unturned or, you know, in a sense, unaddressed. It all interweaves and creates a growing panorama of magnificence that is just awesome. That's where that word actually is useful, awesome, because of the scope of it. And the beauty is, and in a sense, the mind-bogglingness of it is that we're just beginning to touch the frontier of what it really is about. And so much is happening in the relationship with the planet and with Gaia. The more that I pay attention to these kinds of learnings and awarenesses, like I know that you're doing, the more gets revealed to us. So the most powerful way to put this into action is really underscored by the idea that we just be aware. Aware in ways that we never allowed ourselves to be. You know, to be dumbed down sometimes seems comfortable. To not have enough information allows us to hang out in that little spot that I call the comfort zone, which we're beginning to see is really not the best place to hang out in. So as you begin to expand into the greater awareness of not only who you are, but how you are in this dimension, and then what is here for you to support you, completely support you, you begin to just get to the point where you surrender to the unfolding information that comes as a result of the previous thought. And this is another important point to underscore as we move into activity, that in a sense, it isn't that these are hierarchical, although in some ways they are, these successive experiences, but one feeds the other. And the way Kryon refers to it, as he calls it, the quantum. And the quantum really is the multidimensional. And in the process of us expanding and opening up, we expand not necessarily from this to this to this, but we expand outward as well as inward in multiple directions at the same time. And the information that gets revealed really is not able to be revealed until we have taken the step in good faith and opened up to this bit of information. It's as if this bit of information is the key that opens the lock to the next bit. And it just keeps feeding and supporting and showing up. And this is the unbridled excitement that follows this kind of work. So tonight we look at putting into practice some of these elements of actually creating this kind of conscious relationship. And I asked you to, if you could, to have in front of you the support page and also to refresh that page so that you have the things that I just put onto it moments before I actually picked up the phone to call. So here's the way it looks. There is one section that we did not address, more on the cave of creation and the crystalline grid, I'm going to go ahead and open up with that. Then there's a section on empowerments, which are actual statements that we'll do together. And if you have them in front of you, yay. If you don't, you'll be listening. And then when you have access away from the call, you can go ahead and get those. There is one section I have not completed. It's called Thriving in an Interconnected Way. I just didn't have the time here on the trip to make sure that that was filled in, but I have a whole bunch of things I'll be putting in that will just be additional tools that you can use and begin to apply. And then I have a section with some various empowerments that we'll be doing tonight. That is down in the regular place where it says applying your awareness of connecting with Gaia. So first of all, what I said is, as you open to the connection with Gaia, begin to choose conscious interaction with the awareness. It sounds a little funny, but the idea is you open and then you have to choose to be in conscious connection. Whatever that means to you is whatever it means to you. And for some, it means going crazy. And for some, it means expanding awareness to the point that we begin to actually create relationship with these many elements that we have not allowed to be here since we were very young children. It's like reconnecting with the technicolor, the beautiful part of life. And rather than in The Wizard of Oz, where it went from black and white to color, in many ways, our lives progress from color to black and white. As we gave up certain elements of ourselves in order to survive or to reach a point to get along in the land of giants or to survive in a relationship, to survive in the home, to survive in the culture, the society, certain elements were squeezed out. And for many of us, it's been black and white for a long, long time. Until now. This is one of the reasons why I chose this beautiful painting or picture on the support page itself. It looks like it's Mother Earth or Gaia with just nothing but these flowing energies around her that take the shape of not only color but also animals and beings, etc., etc. It is just so rich in the recognition that as we come back to the fullness of life, we really get into the coloration of it and we really begin to expand into those higher frequencies. Communicate with Gaia in a casual and respectful way. This is not a formal process. It really is not something that you're going to have a particular strategy, although there are many things you can do, as we'll establish tonight. But it really is about making a part of your moment-by-moment living. It really is that when you look out into nature, whatever window you have, you look out, nature's going to be there in some way, even in the city, even in the urban setting. There is going to be something that is of the natural world. Is that where your attention goes? Is that where it goes first? If not, make it so. Make it so. With your higher self orchestrating everything, it is essential that we begin to trust that relationship, to know that whatever falls into our awareness, whatever is set upon with our eyes, is heard with our ears, is smelled, is tasted, is felt, is sensed, is exactly what carries great information for us in that moment. And in fact, it may be the very solution to that which we have been seeking. You know, why not begin to look at it that way? Why not? We already know what the sequence of the linear process has been through the Piscean times and beyond, where everything just seems to be based upon, you know, making sure you did this in order to get that. All the while feeling kind of helpless about the process or feeling limited or feeling like, what's good is it going to do? I mean, all these things that we have put in place to sort of interfere with ourselves. Be grateful for all that Gaia has done for you. So I said it in a casual and respectful way. You know what it feels like to be respected. You know, I was up at a church in Eugene, Oregon, and I played there probably three times. I was there as a part of a conference working with some educators and teachers who are working with the youth. And on Sunday morning, I sang at the church and then did a kind of a little sing-along afterwards. Not kind of, it was a sing-along. just a throw-together thing that gave an opportunity to, quite honestly, see if I can generate a little more income and also to sell some CDs and to expand the music out. The service was about passion. And they had a guest speaker there, so I wasn't able to speak, so I just provided the music. But the songs I chose were ones that were passionate. They were actually up-tempo, so they had a good energy about them. And I got the people, you know, moving in a different direction. And it was really fun, and they loved it. And after the end of the whole thing, yeah, I received a really, really wonderful ovation, a standing ovation from, you know, the bulk of the people who were there. And it's not something that I've had in a long, long time in a church setting. You know, it's just the way it is. Start to come in and be too familiar, and then the uniqueness of it sometimes pales, or sometimes the depth of the music causes people to reflect at the end of the song as opposed to gush out. But I'm saying this because, you know, to be appreciated in that way reminded me of the importance of making sure that I give that out to wherever I am. And in the spirit of what we're doing here, the spirit of gratitude and blessings and passionately appreciating that which serves us and that which delights us is a beautiful thing. And it's a necessary thing, not only because of the laws of the universe that basically say that what you give is what you get, so why not keep things in motion, but just for the sheer feeling that it gives on the inside to give that energy out and also to be able to receive it. It was really sweet. It was really sweet. And as a result of that, I had some really good conversations with people because, honestly, I was wide open and feeling very appreciated and all of those things. And that is the way it works sometimes. Not sure why I went down that road, but I did. Just wanted to share that little bit with you. So let's go ahead and go back to... I'll be back here in a moment. It says, be grateful for all she has done. Give freely and be open to receive back. Now, we're going to start applying some of that right now instead of me going to a bit of information first, because this is about application. I'm already talking about it. I'm already setting the groundwork for getting you to be open and receptive and willing. And now... go ahead and do a particular chant. And when I think earth chants, I it's so easy to go to the native and the ethnic chants, particularly for our culture here in the United States and in the North America. It is the Native American culture that we go to. There's something about the pulses of that kind of a rhythm and a feel. It's like walking on the earth, taking steps on the very, very source of our power, source of our sustenance. Blessed be the earth and all her creatures. Blessed be the earth and all her land. Blessed be the air, sky, and water. Blessing be each woman, child, and man. Blessed be the earth and all her creatures. Blessing be the earth and all her creatures. Earth and all her land. Blessing be the earth and all her land. Air, the sky, and water. Blessing be the air, sky, and water. Woman, child, and man. Blessing be each woman, child, and man. Blessing be the earth and all her creatures. creatures, all her land. Blessed be the earth and all her land, air, sky, and water. Blessed be the air, the sky, and water, woman, child, and man. Blessed be each woman, child, and man. In the process of a chant like this, when we intend the earth, we are giving gratitude, we are giving thanks, and we are giving thanks with the intention for that which has been given to us, but also to feed the process so that it continues, so that it continues to be given. We'll do some more chants. I'm going to go to empowerments right now and get a bunch of these things going. These empowerments are basically proclamations that come from the work of Rich Work in his two books, The Veils of Illusion and Proclamations of the Soul. And so I want to put them in motion. And I really am going to go from the top. If you have the page in front of you, if you click on empowerments, which is in the center of the page, you can read along with me. If you don't have them, then I'm going to invite you just to let them in, and you are going to be an amplifier of the intention. Throughout the entire call tonight, we become aware and keep the awareness of the feet and the connection with the physical earth. And in this case, I'd really like you to have your feet on the floor. And if there is cement between you, so be it, and the earth. If it's possible and you have feet in the earth, whoo-hoo, we are even more set. And in the process of doing this, let's go ahead and activate the awareness of that earth star chakra, which we've done many times before. But let's focus on bringing that vibration of the very earth Gaia herself into us through the left leg, up through the sole of the foot, through the earth star chakra, which is about 18 inches below the foot. It comes up to the left and sweeps through our entire physical body as well as all of our energy bodies. Cleansing, clearing, empowering, filling up with potency, filling up with clarity and intention, and it moves out through the right side, down the right leg, out the sole of the right foot, into the earth star chakra itself, back into the earth, and the cycle of giving and receiving that we keep in place. We want to have our earth connection constantly. You can call it grounding. You can call it being in body. Whatever you'd like to say it is, but it's really about being connected. Connected to our source. We connect to the source below as we connect to the source above. And we are also aware at the same time of the soul star about 18 inches below, above the head and above the crown chakra. And we are aware of the light pouring down through it, washing through the crown as well as washing through all of the energy bodies in what's called the luminous egg, which is around us in an oval. So put ourselves in this place of connection and power for all of these things we do, because these words are intended. The first one is called My Connection to the Earth. It says this: from the divine love that flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to remain in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon the earth. I see those energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting with the earth in divine perfection, and so it is. This is really important, that we realize that we do want to be here, and if we do want to be here, then we reestablish and maintain our connection with the very, very source of power itself. And in this case, it is Gaia. It is the earth. We establish and maintain that connection, and so it is. Again, I'm assuming that you have these in front of you, and I'm reading them straight through. A mission statement for planet Earth. Here's a possible one for you. I honor and support those who commit their energies to co-create in unconditional love for the restoration of the earth and to fill our universe with the divine expression of creative love. I join as one in consciousness, one in love, in the co-creation of peace, love, and joy upon the planet Earth and throughout the universe, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. The word restoration of the earth, I guess that's a potent process because the idea is to bring the earth back to her original presence. Just as we are reclaiming and reawakening our true selves, so too this process feeds the earth in allowing her to reclaim the true essence of what she is in this beautiful symbiotic relationship that we have going on between all of us. Elementals, opening up to the various kingdoms. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I command that the elementals respond only to the consciousness of the divine expression of creative love to co-create with us in unconditional love, and so it is, and so it is. The elementals often get a bad rap, the elementals being those beings that tend to the unseen to make sure that the plant life, that the mineral life, that the water, that the air, all of these elements for us are taken care of and presented in their highest form. Too often we ignore or we've been taught to fear certain elements about it. If you were into the Lord of the Rings, I just watched the last episode on The Hobbit, then some of the elementals and some of the deep earth beings were not necessarily treated with great respect. But that's part of the collective perspective on that. So when we begin to see the unification of all life, including these parts, then we begin to have a very different relationship with things, and they begin to serve us, and they begin to interact with us in conscious ways. Here's one on earth changes. And you, as a higher frequency being, are being called upon to use your energies in some ways as a lightning rod, in some ways as a vehicle that will go ahead and process some of this energy that in the past has been directed towards and come through in specific earth changes themselves. This is the power that you and I and other beings who are opening up can have in this process, where we take on, in a sense, these mighty, mighty forces to support the greater good and the greater oneness of all things. I give myself permission to assist Mother Earth in those energy shifts that will create those changes that bring her and her children peace and joy. I no longer acknowledge a world of limitation and choose to transmute anything that would deplete my life force energy into productive creative energy. I command that all energies I give forth, receive, or transmute in this effort be embraced in unconditional love and used to strengthen and co-create in the divine expression of creative love, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. In 1988, following the harmonic convergence, there was an event in Southern California called Starlink. There was a series of these celestial-influenced events where people that were drawn and called would come to these to help assist in the openings that were happening at the time. And in 1988, the intention of Starlink was to go ahead and relink and reopen the energy of Los Angeles and the whole basin there to the angelic connection upon which it had originally been founded. The vision was to have 100,000 people in the Coliseum, where we would go ahead and we would use the collective energy of intention to shift and clear and cleanse the energies of the Los Angeles basin. Now, you know that is a mighty task because of the nature of that Southern California vibration. I was called to go do that, and I brought a bus full of people from my church. There were 100 of us. Well, that's an exaggeration, but probably 60 of us on the bus. 100 sounds really good. But we went down there with the intention that we were going to be a part of a magic and a powerful event. We walked into the Coliseum, and there were 2,000 of us huddled in the end zone in one particular area with the intention that we were going to do this work. They had asked for 100,000. They got 2,000. That was the nature of those times. There were some hardy souls that came forth to do this, and as it turned out, it was really important that we were hardy souls, because what began to happen was we did empowerments, and they ran sound vibrational energies through us and through visualization. We basically were filters for the energy of the L.A. Basin. The entire bus was sick all the way home, and it took a week for everybody to get back to a place where their energy was up. I didn't appreciate the way it was set up and intended. It had a bit of an LA glitz about it, but the work we did, I know, was impactful. It taught me a great deal about making sure that I go into something with a greater awareness and the capacity to make sure my boundaries are shored up. I had no trouble in terms of actually being utilized to support the energies, but I would have liked to have known it. So the idea of earth changes is always one that is tossed around here in the sense, usually by the fearful energy that rules the planet, that things are going to, another Armageddon and all that. So we are under the influence of that belief system. I really support you in letting go of being caught up in any of that. Because once we've established now the relationship between each of us as individual light beings and high-frequency beings and the Earth's crystalline grid itself, we realize that moment by moment, now by now, we are influencing that specific vibration that is collectively raising itself to influence everyone. Having earth changes or having earth shake and shudder as a result of the issues that are unresolved in its inhabitants is becoming less and less a needed reality. So I find it better to put my time into making sure my vibration is as high as can be, that I interact with one another in as high as a way that I can be, that I have a relationship with the earth itself and all of the animals that come into my sphere of influence. And that allows me to stay in a higher place. And this is what I invite you to do. So rather than focus on the fear-based element of the earth is going to, to explode or fall apart and, this storm or that storm, sure, some of that may happen. But honestly, as you carry your light, that which you bring into your sphere is going to be in alignment with that. I hope you get the point on that. Honoring our daily bread. I call forth all food substances consumed in any form, past, present, or future, to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I honor all life forms that sustain me on all levels of my being, be it animal, vegetable, or any form of energy. I embrace these energies and transmute them all on all levels of consciousness into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Again, the undercurrent for applying your understanding and relationship with Earth is about actually just doing it consciously. Knowing and being willing to stand in the deeper connection and the more expanded connection is a powerful testimony. It's a powerful statement that says yes to the relationship and therefore leads to the next awareness and understanding of just how expansive that relationship is. The idea of honoring and blessing our food is certainly an old tradition that is part of all religions, and yet many have forgotten it through the process of just being routine. There is something that's beautiful and powerful in really honoring, especially for vegetarians, the plant kingdom, as well as the insect kingdom, because there are many insects in the food we eat. We forget. We forget the expansive and the deep connection we have with all of life in these moments when we are asking for this substance to support us to live through our next period of time. Be conscious. The two more empowerments here. One is our creation. I offer this proclamation to all who have resided on and in the planet Earth to accept or reject according to their own free will choice. And here it is. From the divine love within my being, I reach out to Mother Earth as far as her energies extend to embrace her in unconditional love. I command all energies within her being that have been removed, distorted, or otherwise compromised with or without her permission, interfering with her ability to experience her own divine perfection, be transmuted into the divine expression of creative love and restored to their divine perfection. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. As we begin to view the planet Earth as the living being Gaia, we begin to support her in her own consciousness, or her own relationship with herself, and we support her through our intention and our actions. These very movements, these very actions that we take, these thoughts that we hold, these openings that we have to expand the creation are the very things that will, quote-unquote, heal the planet and steer us away from annihilation. We are that powerful. You are that powerful. I am that powerful. Why not use it? And finally, solar flares. From the divine love within my being, I reach out to the sun. Associated with the planet Earth, I ask you to forgive and honor me. I forgive and honor you. I transmute all bonds between us into unconditional love. I transmute all excess heat and energy created by the solar flares affecting the forms of on the Earth, life forms on the Earth, into an energy to awaken consciousness upon this planet to its divine truth, an energy to feed and nurture all life forms. I command this takes place in harmony, bringing joy to all it touches. And so it is. And so it is. We're standing on the brink of an event called, I think it's called Wave X. Some significantly massive solar activity and solar flares, as well as energy from the galactic center of the cosmos, is heading our way, and we're already under the influence, and it's supposed to be a very transformational, higher frequency energy that is lifting many of us into a greater understanding of the now. And what that means is in your hands. It's supposed to peak on the time of the 23rd to the 25th around the equinox. And already, people are lined up, selling tickets to the end. But what it's inviting anyone of consciousness to realize is that, again, you are being assisted mightily to continue to reawaken. And in the process of reawakening, you are being invited to lay down those things which do not serve you. These are conscious acts of you and me. These are conscious acts that involve a choice on your behalf and on my behalf for each of us to do. We're just not getting a super cleanse here, even though we are getting a super cleanse. It is amplified by the very actions that you and I take. As we participate in these experiences, we clear mightily. And you know by now that by clearing, what we end up with is more of the truth. I can't even say it yet. The truth of who we are. We reawaken to the inner knowing that becomes the outer expression, becomes the who we are in this time. And that is what's happening. So as a light being, a person of higher vibration, it is in your hands to go ahead and to raise the vibration by paying attention and noticing what is brought into your own sphere of influence. Having relationship with the sun, having relationship with the moon, the planets, through the forms of life on Earth, is a powerful testimony to your willingness to be living fully. Okay, we're going to move down to just a general statement here under applying your awareness of connecting with Gaia. Actually, I want to sing again. before we move into that, another native song. Speaking of the sun, this is Kuake, Leno Leno Mahote, hey you know, which translates to be, let me be one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. I'm going to sing it four times through. I'll give you some clues and some hints. I did not include these chants. This just came up, but they will be on the page by the time you get access tomorrow. Kuake leno leno mahote. Hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, you know. Kuake leno leno mahote. Hey, you know. Hey, you know, hey, you know, let me be one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. Let me be one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. Kuake leno leno mahote. Hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, you know. Kuake leno leno mahote. Hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, you know. Let me be one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever. Let me be one with the infinite sun forever and ever and ever.
Aho. I want to go right now to a bit of a visualization, a bit of a guidance. It's an energy exercise. It comes from a book, The Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library, the book called Earth by Barbara Marciniak. She is of the Bringers of the Dawn faith that really brought some of the first awarenesses in the late 80s and early 90s about the existence of the Pleiadian interrelationship that has been established and really was at the seed of our own arrival on the planet. So this is a very powerful book about the relationship with Earth, that the Earth actually has the library information that tells us who we are, and it is accessible via certain elements within the Earth, and most of it is intention. It has been supported with the work of Kryon in the sense that the Earth has certain time capsules about information that is revealed. The crystalline substances that we talk about in the crystal field, the cave of creation, where we each have a crystal that is a record keeper for each of us. All of these things begin to align from various resources that are decades apart. So there's some very, very potent interrelationship that's occurring that to me feels like very affirmative information that gives more credence to these sort of out there ideas. So I invite you to take a breath, and being aware of your connection with the Earth, you're going to go ahead now and just allow yourself to go ahead and take a journey. And however you choose to do that, whether you visualize it, whether you find yourself there, whether it's just a mental exercise, allow yourself to do it. So take a breath. And one more, letting out a sigh. So with this deep breath, with the next breath, send a wave of vitality and relaxation through your body, creating space. Use the breath to create a vehicle on which you can travel with your imagination. Breathe in and out. Find the place that you enter inside yourself that is imagination.
trust your first impulse. Go there. Be in that space. Breathe into that space. Picture your world suspended in space. A beautiful jewel, reflecting and radiating light. Feel your connection to space from your heart, from the very essence of your being. Feel that this place is home. If you were traveling across the parsecs of space, you would get excited as you recognize that you were in your neighborhood. From your heart, send out a great beam of radiated love that has light. Send this beam out to the earth. Then let yourself be drawn to earth as if you were skydiving from the depths of space, drifting closer and closer to earth. As she grows in stature and size, feel her magnitude and feel that she is alive, that she has a vitality and a power that is unnameable, yet her gentleness and vastness are open to all. As you feel yourself being pulled toward earth, allow her vibration to draw you from space. Imagine yourself landing like a feather, gently gliding down to the most ideal spot. On a gentle glide like a feather, land in the softness of the earth's vibration. Look around you now to see where on earth you landed. What does earth show you about where she calls you to be? In this imagining, feel yourself grateful and excited that earth speaks to you and offers you an adventure. Take a deep breath. Look around and feel inspired by what you have found. Send a message to Earth that you are available for a peaceful life and that your intent at this time is to restore the integrity of Earth and to live close and honor her in all the days that you dwell here. See yourself living, loving, and trusting, walking the surface of earth in great peace with all of the elements of existence in accordance with your intention of harmony. And now begin walking very slowly, surveying earth, taking a deep breath, and feeling what it is to truly be alive and to love your home. feel this gratitude, for it will sustain you. Trust yourself here. Earth is your home. Take a deep breath. Pull that breath up from your toes, through your feet. Let the energy of the earth move forward and come upward. Breathe in again and let it move up, and let it be the color red. The red comes up, and it moves to the heart. This steady flow with each breath of red energy, red color, red vibration that moves from the earth up through you to surround the heart. The loving connection of a deep, grounded energy. And in the process of holding this particular vibration, turn now to the soul star above you and feel a white light. See a white light that moves down through the earth, the soul star itself, through your crown, through the pituitary and the pineal, moving down through the third eye area, down across through the throat, through the high heart, and then to intersect and wash around the heart. Into the redness of the vibration of the earth, the whiteness of the cosmos, the higher vibration light moves forth and intermingles and mixes the red and the white. As those mix, you begin to see and experience the color pink, as the pink emerges from the mass in a larger and growing sphere. This sphere of pink light grows with each pulsing of the breath, expanding through the entire physical body, as well as extending outward into all of your energetic bodies as well. Completely filled up with a pink essence, a high vibration, a deep and true vibration of the very substance of all life itself, love. Completely immersed in this love vibration, you are a receiver and a sender. Becoming full aware of just how potent and powerful this vibration is, you feel it inside and you send it to organs or areas or tissues or cells that are in need of remembering. You send it, you move it, you wash it through, over, through, around, and you call forth the true vibration of everywhere that you send it to return to the design, to return to the perfection of the original design, and to lay down and leave that behind, that which is not the truth of your being, behind. All the while, with each breath, it moves up from the earth itself, the red, completely infusing, and an unending source of that vibration, coupled with the descending white light that moves down from the cosmos to move around your heart. Wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo. Wakong ketanka, the uniting of heaven and earth, the red clay, the white light, they move to create the pinkness of the heart where the love vibration oscillates
Wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, wakanke tanka, wakanke tanka, wani wachi alo, wani wachi alo, wakanke tanka, wakanke tanka.
And in the heart itself, the sphere, this ever-oscillating sphere, the vibration itself begins to swirl and swirl, and the heart opens up, the heart, the physical heart, the energetic heart opens up to reveal a deepening wellspring of compassion, a deepening wellspring of the capacity to be present for self and others, for all of life, in a way that really exudes, that emits, that blesses with just the love vibration. It is a high-frequency vibration that calls forth only that that is in alignment with it. You send it out through all of your cells, to all of your cells. You send it out to all of you in a compassionate way that respects and honors everything that you are. All the choices ever made, all the forms that have come to you, all of your responses that have been made, all of the experiences that you've had, washed completely with this pink light that completely brings it all back to an understanding and raises it to an understanding and awareness that allows a full integration of it. And within the context of the body, anything that is of lower vibration is completely transformed to be in the higher frequency. And therefore the resistance decays. The resistance sweeps down through the right foot out into the earth, released and let go. In this frequency of compassion, the invitation of the times is that you stay here. That you live in this frequency, for already the earth and the crystalline grid are vibrating mightily from this new frequency, and it is forcing, in a loving and gentle way, all of life to begin to align with this vibration. The crystalline grid will no longer sustain any energy that is lower than it. It is a process that is ramping and amping up. Soon it will be very difficult to go ahead and live in a lower frequency because of the vibration of the love that you feel growing within you. We call for the continuance, the heart please open wide, free the love I am inside, heart please open, I am. And with each cycle of the chant, of the request, of the invitation, the energy moves down and moves up to keep establishing and keep maintaining this incessant resource for you. And with all of this energy within, we have the capacity now to, whatever we focus on, we send the power of compassion, the amplification of gratitude, of the deep connection of the oneness out through our palms, out through our third eye, out through the heart itself. Every bit of us is sending and exuding this frequency outward to that which we bring our attention to. And the mantra from the Buddhist tradition, Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa, Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa, which is the heart calling for the expression of compassion. Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa, Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa, Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa, Namo Kwan Shi In Pu Sa. This is a frequency that will not retreat. This is a frequency where you find yourself that whatever you lay your eyes upon, wherever your vision goes, wherever your intention goes, it is immediately seeded and fed and nurtured and nourished with compassion, with a heart that is wide, a heart that is open, fed by the earth and the heavens above, to invite that which is the highest frequency to come forth. All the while, every moment held in this frequency influences the crystalline grid so that the earth herself keeps raising that frequency and replacing the relationship with humanity with this ever-growing energy of compassion, to the point that many forget what it was like to not have compassion. Return to the breath. Return to the breath. These processes will continue on. They are established and in place and are working, just as the Earth Star Chakra in its cleansing process, just as when we've done the conduit of energy moving from above and below to the heart to establish the pranic tube, which is our own source of light and vibration. All of these things in place continue, even if we forget. In this moment, we take a breath and become aware of our feet in the earth, become aware of our bottom in the chair, become aware of the essence of the room, of our presence in this vibration, and we bring ourselves back to that very place. And if you have in front of you the support page, I'm going to ask you to open up in the middle under applying your awareness of connecting with Gaia, this section that says the Galactic Heart and 22-strand DNA Activation Mantra. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kuma Mara Namu Peo Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo Kuma. 11 more repetitions. The galactic heart chakra, located 3 feet behind your heart, is the primary chakra for the activation opening of your heart as a God presence. It is important to keep this chakra clear from the embodiment of your God presence, especially so that unconscious aspects do not sabotage higher self-creation. This mantra does just that. If you have it in front of you, we will speak it together 11 more times. If you don't, listen and receive. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo Ukuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kuma Mara Namu Peo Ukuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo U Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo U Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Maru Namu Peo U Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo U Kuma. 5 more. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo U Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peo U Kuma.
Mayar Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peyo U Kuma.
Two more.
Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peyo U Kuma. Maya Kaya Maru Raku Ranu Rike Ramu Sita Kumu Mara Namu Peyo U Kuma.
So it is. So it is. Down below, there's a place called Tending the Crystalline Grid. This is a bit informational with suggestions of things that you can do. Remember that whatever you think, say, and do is registered in Gaia's crystalline grid. She uses the frequency to blend with the rest of living to monitor and regulate the frequency of the grid. So, it follows that the more you tend to your higher frequencies and live in a way that affirms and supports and blesses all of life, including yours, the more the impact on moving all of humanity into the love frequency. It does not take everyone to reach the state. It does not take everyone to reach the state, Once the threshold is crossed, all will resonate into the higher frequency. You are invited to remember that your choices have power and they impact the whole. Your thoughts, your words, your actions have supreme relevance. Monitor them all. In no time at all, you will find that it moves with ease and grace, and your life will rise to meet the new frequencies. How to do that? Well, take time to infuse yourself with appreciation, with gratitude, with blessings. Be connected to what you are doing. See beauty and love in all forms of life. Choose to create separation from the lower frequency elements that are familiar but serve only to compromise your vibration and thus the grid itself. The news, conversations of low frequency, media of a lower vibe, judgment, hatred, self-abuse, holding on to the old ways without using discernment, running from emotion, aligning with old worn paradigms, living in fear of any kind. In order to tend the grid, you can also spend conscious time in nature. Establish power spots, integrate with the kingdoms, communicate with the animals and creatures across your path. See nothing as coincidence, rather set intentions to expand your relationship with all of life. Learn how the earth feels in various places. Ask for guidance, problem solve, exchange ideas. Learn how water feels, how air feels, how the soil feels, how the various minerals and stones feel. Expand your senses by paying attention to the earth. In all ways, connect. Connect. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. Hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. Hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. Her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take, her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take, hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. Hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. Hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. Hey, younga, ho, younga, hey, young, young. Part of our talk last time was about the reawakening and the reclaiming of the goddess energy. With the Aquarian times, the goddess, the female energy is rising, is infiltrating more, and it's creating a stronger and deeper balance. And yet it is a healing for both sexes, the male and the female. It isn't about being done at the expense of the male. It's about integrating those energies to create the unification and the balance of both energies within us, which then sets in motion a deeper understanding of the great cosmos itself. From this place of balance, we find the connection that we have been longing for and yearning for. So please go to the God, Goddess, Presence, Emergence, Empowerment. It's got two parts to it. It's a statement that is said, and then it has two specific mantras. This is calling forth your God, Goddess, presences to merge with you. And we decree this with the full force of your being. If it's in front of you, speak with me. If not, hear it. Speak it on your own time. By divine decree, with the power, essence, and love of God, Goddess, all that is, and the Elohim grace, I invoke my God, Goddess presence to fully anchor within my being, merging with me as one, and remain merged with me permanently. Charge me with a divine creative love light, this unconditionally loving essence that I truly am, creating and activating the Christ light I am, activating my divine keepership, my divine mission, my divine essence, my divine function, and aligning me completely to the divine plan. Please cleanse and align all of my energy bodies, my seven body egg of life, chakras, meridians, organs, cells, and integrate them all as one unified light body, creating and maintaining perfect divine health, vitality, and prosperity. And I call for the ascension waves to continually activate through my energy bodies and life. I am the soul. I am the monad. I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am God Goddess. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am divine design. I am the soul. I am the monad. I am the delight divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am God Goddess. I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am divine design. I am the soul. I am the monad. I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am God Goddess. I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am divine design. And finally, we say this three times, and I invoke the full assistance of the ascended and cosmic masters of light and love, my divine councils, the Christed extraterrestrial councils, the angels, the divas, the fairies, in my process of clearing, healing, merging, embodying, guidance, activation, and channeling in my life. And I invoke the full assistance of the ascended and cosmic masters of light and love, my divine councils, the Christed extraterrestrial councils, the angels, the divas and fairies, in my process of clearing, healing, merging, embodying, guidance, activation, and channeling in my life. And I invoke the full assistance of the ascended and cosmic masters of light and love, my divine councils, the Christed extraterrestrial councils, the angels, divas, and fairies, in my process of clearing, healing, merging, embodying, guidance, activation, and channeling in my life. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And we move now to speak. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. 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 Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu.
Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu. Om Maya Ma Kita Raku Anapeya Namu.
That is the God Presence Mergence Mantra. And we'll end that with the Goddess Presence Mergence Mantra.
She Aluhi Nale E Shua Mila Tu E. 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 She aluni nale e shua mila tu e. She aluhi nale e shua mila tu e. She aluni nale e shua mila tu e. She aluhi 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 nale e shua mila tu e.
And so it is. And so it is. Let's go to initiate inner unity. Whew. You know, so many of the earth experiences in connecting with the earth, they are treated as if, and they seem like they are shamanic traditions, because in many ways they are. You don't have to be an active and practicing shaman to have connection with the earth. The shamanic world is the deep inner world. It is being willing to move into what we consider the darkness and the shadow land to create relationship and understanding of the multidimensionality of life. In the resources, I will make sure that there are several books that you can begin to explore if that's something that interests you. The inner and the outer are interconnected. There is communication between them all constantly. When you choose to be conscious of this and take action to interact, the connections deepen and grow, revealing more of the expansive now to you. First, it is an awareness and a willingness to claim it and let it reveal itself to you. The multidimensional levels available will be in alignment with your vibration. Choose to start and then expand, asking for more as you integrate the previous. You must first grow the knowing. Like so many of these new frequency thought, it is the adoption of the new that leads to the next. It is inaccessible until the previous one is brought into awareness and knowing. You can talk to your inner world, your cells, your tissues, your organs, your systems. Creating health is possible by activating the channels. The good faith move activates, moves. The good faith moves activate the DNA strands aligned with the physical and the multidimensional
Seek and you shall find. Consider creating active relationship with the cells first. Connect with the chakras and ask for support and guidance. Ask them to steer you in the direction you desire. Practice will allow you to move into the thought realm, specifically the subconscious, where you can begin to reprogram the limited thinking, perceptions, beliefs, and worn-out paradigms. Next, create conscious dialogue with your higher self. This will open the mighty doors of your own I Am, which is a direct conduit to the cosmos. From here, you can move about the planets, time, space, the galaxies, the civilizations, and beyond. Believe it. Why not? What is there possibly to lose? It starts with the awareness, followed by the choice for action. To initiate an inner unity is to open the door to the cosmos. The communication process is actually one that is done in a very casual way, as if you were sitting here talking to your spleen or your liver or your cells that are in the place where you feel some sort of compromise. You create relationship with them. You ask them how their day is. You talk with them and remind them of how precious and important they are to you. You inquire about what is the message that they may have. You ask them what's up. You say, I want to hear what you have to say. You ask, how may I serve you? What is it that you ask from me? What can I do for you? By creating these kinds of ongoing relationships, we begin to transcend what we've considered basically the locked doors of having connection with our own self. It takes the connection with self to be established before anything else shows up. This is rather important. Too many seek external validation or to seek some kind of connection to see the spaceship pull up outside of the yard before they go, okay, I'm in. Rather than doing the inner work, rather than being willing to take leaps of faith in believing new ideas, new perspectives, and then letting life begin to show up because of the decision to step into embracing the possibility that this is true. We, in a sense, are constantly having to prove to ourselves that we are of great faith. Having said all that, it's easy to get all funked up. Next thing you know, here we are in the light, everything's going great, and the next thing you know, something happens, and down the rabbit hole we go for a while, or down into that space. I remember taking acid. I remember doing that a couple times long ago, and when I would do it, what would happen is it was beautiful as long as I kept that positive thought, and I would soar into the heavens, and I would be able to experience things in a very expansive way until a thought that was of lower vibration came in. Then I would go down and down in a whirling abyss, and I would have to find some way to pull myself out of that space. Was it fun? I don't know. In retrospect, not really. I really enjoy what I can do now, being in a place where I'm just watering myself well, and how far I can go in my exploration and understanding of the true I Am that I am. But do you see, it's about creating this relationship with self. It is acting as if we are in direct communication constantly with all parts of our being. And because we believe that, because we're willing to act upon it, we do it. We get an itch, we get an ache or a pain, and immediately the thing we do is go, hey, what's up? Well, what's going on there? What do you have to share with me? I see you, I hear you. I'm here for you right now. What would you like from me? It's doing that. It's communicating with the parts of our being as if they are sitting right here, and I underscore that again. Hand in hand, we walk together. It's dialoguing. It's writing to one another. It's the very thing that we did with the inner child work. Actually, I don't know if that was Tools for the Times or if it was something else, where we would have dialogue.
This is how we create that connection that then expands outward. Because the deeper you go inward, the deeper you go outward. That's the way it is. We are in a very, very powerful place. You know, applying this information, taking these journeys. I mean, there is more that's going to show up that we don't have time to go through tonight, but there are a couple other things I'm going to add. There are some resources I invite you to take and to use. Because you know, the more you put attention to it, the more it will begin to serve you and reveal what's underneath it and what is just beyond your reach in the current moment. But again, it all begins with your awareness and your decision to entertain by action that you have a conscious relationship with Gaia, that there is something here that is so magnificent. I don't know what else to say on it. We didn't get to the move. Please read on more on the Cave of Creation and the Crystalline Grid. Read that, because we never even addressed it, but it has some very useful information. The empowerments have been done. If you didn't speak them, I invite you to go back and to work through them all when you get access to the page. I said, finally here, open your sensitivities to the earth and all who occupy her. Buy into the idea that you are deeply connected, and then massage the connection. Ask for guidance to be drawn to local places of power and energetic sustenance. Visit them and ask for messages and guidance. Take along offerings like tobacco and sage to leave behind. Create an annotated journal of your earth experiences. Revisit places and deepen the relationship. We have all been to places that feel really good. In your own yard, you can program a place to feel like a power spot for you that will serve your vibration. All you're doing is tending the garden with intention and with offering. Wherever you set your intention is a powerful energy that creates results. It activates the laws of the universe. So why not use them? Why not use them? So we've had a chance to play with some of that energy. It was a little bit out there for some of our regular thinking. I know that. But again, these are the days of wonder and miracles. This is a long-distance call, and it is a time for doing things differently. If you run up against walls around this, honor them. And then look and see what's on the other side of them. Why not go out and talk to the earth? Why not go within and begin to have dialogue with those elements of you that have been calling for so long? Even the days of spending time clearing and cleansing are beginning to diminish in terms of what we actually have to do. It's fast and quickly reaching the point where we send our intention there and the deed is done. And then we move forward in good faith. I just think these are magical times, and there's never been a better time to be on this earth. Never been a better time to rise. And as the old song said, we don't need much to live and be happy in the world. It seems the less we have, the more we breathe the beauty of the world. Walk lightly on the earth. Walk lightly, but walk with loving steps. Next week we'll be on again, but we'll be looking at, I think it has to do with the chakra reunification. This is a blending of all of the chakra courses that I taught. It's the use and the connection of all the frontal side chakras as well as the back side with some very specific empowerments that we'll be doing on the following week. So next week we will revisit and begin to tie all of that stuff that some of you participated in relation to chakras. But we'll begin to see it. I will quite possibly and most likely be down in Las Vegas, the chakra capital of the world. But I'll be through in the afternoon so that I'll be able to do the call at night. I'm doing a course down there called The Art of Self-Care. So That's very exciting, and I will we'll be on for our call next week at 7 o'clock on the chakra reunification. So I'm very grateful that you chose to be a part of tonight. We look at how we chose to apply the information. We did it through mantra. We did it through song, through chant. We did it through intention, through some information, through suggested activities that are in your hands to do. We took a journey. That was kind of cool, going way out there and coming in. And I'd be curious to find out where each of you ended up. So, yes, there is so much more we could do. But all we're doing, again, is priming the pump and getting your own cells to ignite and take action, and then to lead you and give you permission to access that which appears before you. These are fertile and grand times, and I support and celebrate your relationship with Gaia, your relationship with the living earth, with all that that means, and especially your own relationship with your own inner being and your whole self. The reunification of all of those energies is just so magnificent. And on that, we end tonight's call. I'll stay on for a comment or two or a question. And even though you already have the link, I will be sending the recording of this with tomorrow, at some point tomorrow. And then I'll flesh out a couple things on the support page as well. Thank you for your continued connection with the work that we're doing, and thank you most of all for putting it into action and being willing to be who you are. Sweet blessings. Thank you so much. Good night. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording, and then we'll be back on next week. Good night.